Hey, welcome to this advanced Ableton lesson, using follow actions for idea generation in drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to build a dark, rolling sketch fast, then capture and shape it into something you can use in a track. This is for producers who already know warping, drum rack, simpler or sampler, clip envelopes and routing. I'll assume your tempo is around 174 BPM. If you're ready, let's get into it. First, what we're aiming to make. You'll create a generative rig that slices a classic break into a drum rack, builds a bank of short clits with micro variations, and uses follow actions to chain, repeat, and occasionally jump into fills and textural events. We'll run parallel break tracks for polyrhythmic interest, add a dummy clip system that opens, sends to a beat repeat return for glitchy fills, and make a MIDI bass track that evolves via follow actions. Finally, you'll record the session into the arrangement and edit it into a tidy 16 to 64 bar sketch. Step 1. Prepare the break and build a drum rack. Drag a good break, amen, think, or a clean 2-bar loop into an audio track. Warp it carefully. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the Slice dialog, choose Split by Transient or 1/16 if you want rigid grid slicing, and let Ableton insert it into a drum rack. For natural hits, disable warping in the slices so simpler plays raw one-shots. Name the track Break Rack so everything stays organized. Step 2. Build a bank of short pattern clips. Create MIDI clips on the Break Rack track. For rolling micro edits, use clip lengths like 1/8 or 1/16 bars. Make a set of variations, a steady pattern that recreates the main break, a stripped version with ghosted snares and shuffled hats, a transposed variation, a stutter slash repeat variation, and a reverse slice or reverb heavy hit for atmosphere. Aim for 8 to 12 clips total and keep them next to each other in session view. Clip order matters when you use next and previous follow actions. Step 3. Configure follow actions on those clips. Open clip view and find the launch section, then the follow actions area. Set follow action time to the clip's length, or for micro edits, set it to 1/16 or 1/8. Choose pairs of actions. A useful pair is A equals next and B equals repeat. Give next a higher probability, maybe 70%, and repeat 30% so the bank mostly walks forward, but sometimes doubles back into a stutter. Use legato if you want playback position to carry across audio clips so the groove stays continuous. Copy the follow action settings across similar clips so you don't have to program each one by hand. Step 4. Dial in probabilistic and micro-edit behavior. Make some clips shorter and others longer. A mix of 1/4, 1/16 and 1-bar clips creates rolling complexity. Use repeat on a short clip at 1/16 to get automatic gated stutters. Create one or two dedicated fill clips with heavy processing and set their follow actions to last or to jump back to an anchor, so fills can appear occasionally, but return to the groove. Step 5. Run parallel tracks for polyrhythms and texture. Duplicate the break rack 2 times so you have 3 versions. On the second instance, set clip follow times to 1/16 and favor more random or any actions. Change MIDI content so it keeps snares and hats but strips kicks. On the third, use longer follow times and repeat or previous actions to make a slow evolving texture. Slightly offset the start times or nudging quantization by a 16th or 8th gives a human, rolling interplay. Small offsets are a simple way to avoid everything locking in a rigid grid. Step 6. Set up dummy clips and beat repeat for fills. Create a return track with beat repeat set for tight, glitchy bursts. Try interval 1/16, gate tiny like 1/32 or smaller, some grid and a little jitter. Add a filter and saturation after beat repeat for darker color. On the break rock, create a silent or tiny audio dummy clip on a separate track. In the clip's envelope view, choose sends and draw an envelope that opens, send it to Unity for a short burst, and then drops back. Make a couple of dummy clips, one short, one longer and more feedback heavy. Put follow actions on the dummy bank so these send bursts happen probabilistically during playback. Step 7. Bass track with follow actions. Create a MIDI bass patch, an operator or waveatable. Build a two-layer sound, a clean sine sub plus a distorted mid layer. Create 4 or more 1-bar MIDI clips, a rolling 16th subline, a halftime 8th line, an offbeat stab, and a syncopated pattern with rests. Map 3 macros to the synth, cutoff, drive, and sublevel. Automate those macros inside clips using clip envelopes so each clip has a different tonal state, then chain the clips with follow actions. A good default is next at 80% and any at 20%. Let the bass evolve without touching it during the run. Step 8. Capture and arrange. arm arrangement record and press play in session view. Let your banks run for 16 to 64 bars depending on how much you want to capture. Stop and tidy the arrangement. Cut and consolidate the good sections. Create automation lanes for structure like filter opens or EQ sweeps and remove anything that feels like noise. Record in focused passes. If you record 128 bars of pure chaos, you'll spend too much time editing. A focused 16 to 32 bar pass often yields the best material. Now a few important mistakes to avoid. Don't over-randomize. Any is powerful, but too much any makes the groove incoherent. Always anchor the system with next or a dedicated anchor clip. Don't set follow times to ridiculously small values for everything. 1/64 everywhere will eat CPU and turn the mix into mush. Use legato when you need continuity between audio clips, and remember to check global quantization so clip launches stay musical. Finally, monitor CPU. Lots of simpler instances plus heavy beat repeat can spike usage. Freeze, flatten, or resample often. Here are some coach notes that make your system feel like a real state machine. Define a few clear states: steady groove, sparse pocket, micro stutter, and fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.